from the Edmore Sawgrass Cadillac Studios. Ed Morse is your only Cadillac dealer of the year in Broward and Dade County. This is the Big O Show on Miami Sports Radio 560 WQAM, 96.5 FM HD2, and online at WQAM.com.
All right. Welcome aboard. Hour number two. Boy, that one went by quick. It goes by quick when you're complaining and bitching and ripping Jeffrey Loria. It's like one guy says, hey, I'm a baseball fan. I go to Marlins games to see the other teams. So far, I've gone to four games to see my Pirates, Cardinals, World Champ Cubs, and last the Dodgers this past Sunday. However, I'm done going for the year.
Wait a minute. Did this guy say he was a Cardinals and...
A Pirates and Cubs and Dodgers fan, I guess.
Homie. What?
Yeah, he must like a lot of teams.
Yeah, but like two of those teams are in the same division.
He can't lose.
Sounds like a front runner to me.
Maybe not. You know, what can I say? For the record, I didn't deprive my kid of a live baseball experience either when I took him to the stadium to see the Yankees, LOL. Only time I've been, Enrique.
Oh,
Enrique.
I was going to say that had to be Enrique.
Yeah, Enrique, our Marlins, our Yankees chronic that calls a lot. Well, listen, that's cool, but you should have taken him to Tampa so they could see the Yankees. Hell, you should go to New York next week. Okay, I told you the last 3 years that I've gone to L.A., I go to a Dodgers game. Next week, I'm going with my buddy up to New York for 6 days. We're going to be up there seeing a bunch of concerts. Saturday and Sunday, I'm going to go see the East concert, which is on Saturday. I don't know what the order is Saturday and Sunday, but it's Journey, Eagles, Fleetwood Mac, Steely Dan, Doobie Brothers, Earth, Wind & Fire. All six bands, three each night. Do you know what I'm doing during the day? I'm at Yankee Stadium to go see the Yankees in Tampa. Not that I'm a Yankees guy, not that I'm a Tampa guy, not that I'm a Dodgers guy, but I love baseball. And I want to go see baseball in a real baseball park with real baseball fans, with an owner at least that cares, with a passionate fan base, an atmosphere of baseball. That's what I want to do. Because when I sit there at Dodger Stadium, and listen, I get it. Dodger Stadium might be heaven for baseball because I don't know if I've ever seen a more majestic place than Dodger Stadium. Seriously, I mean, you haven't been to Dodger Stadium yet, right?
No, I've only been to Target Field and Turner.
That has to be a place you have to go to, okay?
I want to go to all the stadiums.
You go to the roof, and you go to the top of the stadium, you look around, and you're inside a valley and all the mountains, and that stadium is just impeccable. It was built in the 50s, but yet it's still super clean, super beautiful. Everybody's in their blue. I mean, it's just the coolest thing. It's just awesome. And I'm jealous. And I'll be jealous when I go to Yankee Stadium. I know it. But I'm doing it because I'm a baseball fan. But I'm not going to support that guy. So it's not the end of the world for me that I don't go to the last few years. Doesn't matter to me. I'm not losing any sleep over it. The drama. Michael's in Fort Lauderdale. Michael, what's up?
Big O.
Yo.
Man, I sit and listen to you almost all the time. And for all those people out there pulling your chain, leave Big O the hell alone. He knows what he's talking about. I'm going to take you guys back a little bit. I didn't know if you know it or not, Big O, but I'm an African-American.
Okay.
I remember back in the time when they boycotted the bus because they had us riding in the back.
Right.
And not in the front. Now, if we would have accepted that and swallowed that, and we didn't have the cojones to one old woman didn't have the cojones to stand up and say, hey, you know, I'm going to sit in the front, and I don't care, and you guys are not going to ask me to move.
Right.
And then when they threw her in jail, and I know I'm going kind of deep with this, but this is how deep it goes to Jeffrey Loria. When they asked her to move, they put her in jail. And when they put her in jail, as a group, as a family, we came together and said, we're not riding the bus anymore. So So we had to walk. Some of us had to walk 5 miles to go to work, 3 miles in the rain, in the snow, no matter what. And when you affect any organization's dollar sign, that's what any organization is there for, the dollar. No matter what people say about publicity.
That's right. It's a business.
It's a business. And every organization is there for the dollar sign. When you rock their world with the dollar sign saying Jeffrey Loria, he has no choice but to pack up his bag. And just like you said at the negotiating table, when I'm sitting across looking at Jeffrey Loria and saying, hey, dude, you have nobody at your stadium. I'm not giving you your asking price.
Right.
But this is what I am going to offer you. And you might as well take it because nobody else is, you know, pulling your chain to do it. So give me the stadium. The people don't want you there. Hell, I don't want you there. I want the team. Tell me the team.
The sacrifice will be well worth it in the end, is my point.
And just like you said, if your love for baseball is so great, you just want to take little Johnny to see the baseball game, take him to a Yankees game. Say, hey, Johnny, I love the Marlins, but right now they're going through something. Let's go see Yankees. I'm gonna give you that real baseball experience from a real owner who cares about his team. So I'm behind you 100%, Big O. Take care of yourself.
Thank you, my man. Appreciate it, Michael. Big O, as soon as Moss buys the team, he needs to rename the team. Well, have you checked, sir? Moss may not be buying the team. For those of you that don't know, Jorge Moss might be dropping out of the bidding. They haven't agreed on multiple issues, and he's weighing all his options right now in the wake of the Marlins' unwillingness to give him an exclusive negotiating window. This is all from Barry Jackson's article in the Miami Herald, and this is why I bring this up. Look, some of you out there, you don't even know what the word sacrifice means, actually, because, you know, you were with that silliness of pay Wade, he sacrificed. No. There was no agreement to ever pay Wade back anything. Wade sacrificed to win, to bring his teammates or his friends over to accommodate so he can win more and win a championship. Well, he won 3. That was his sacrifice. He sacrificed some money to bring other great players with him so he can win a championship. Once you start asking for the money, then there was no sacrifice. So with all great sacrifices, or with most of them, let's say, comes the reward. And while it may be hard for you to not take your son or daughter to baseball for the next 6 months or the next year or two, you'll take them after. Don't worry. 3 years later, they can go, and it won't be the end. Don't worry. They'll survive. You'll survive. I survived without any regular season baseball for my entire childhood, and I'm just fine. It's not the end of the world. Oh, I got to take my kid. Oh, I got to treat him to baseball. I got to enjoy those moments. Go to Tampa. Fly out somewhere else, please. Rich is in Chicago. Rich, what's up?
Hey, Big O. Hey, I wanted to tell you, and I couldn't stay away when you were talking about this topic. I mean, the Dodgers are probably great. Yankee Stadium's probably great. You want to go to the ultimate place, and I don't mean to be a homer, come to Wrigley Field.
Yeah, I'm dying. I have not gone yet, but I would imagine that is just absolutely heaven.
No, but the things you talked about, you know, the fans, we get 35,000 during the day for day baseball at 120 during the week, where
I know.
The Pirates can't get that at night.
No, I know. I know. I see the games, dude. I have the ticket. Trust me. I see all the games.
And you want to talk about owners. When the Cubs sucked for years, Theo Epstein came on and he said, I need a 5-year plan. Be patient with us. We're going to get rid of bad contracts. We're going to get a lot of kids. And guess what? In the 5-year period, he did exactly what he says. And then when they're not doing well, he goes out and get a Jose Quintana. He respects the fans. He's transparent with them. I mean, they're right now, and I'm, again, not being a homer, but they're the most ideal baseball organization because they treat the fans with respect. Fans come out, and as a matter of fact, sometimes when you go to some parks, there's more Cubs fans than there are the home team.
Oh, yeah, of course. No, I know that.
It's actually funny because when you go to Milwaukee, which is not too far from there, the Milwaukee Brewers are always complaining because no matter what, how good they're doing, there's more Cub fans there than there are Milwaukee fans, and it drives them bonkers. But if anybody wants to take anybody for an experience, what we say in Chicago is, I had the most amazing time at Wrigley Field. Oh, and by the way, there was a ball game being played.
Yeah. No, listen, Chicago, St. Louis, Boston, New York, Los Angeles. I hear Seattle is phenomenal, too. There's a lot of great places to watch baseball. We just don't happen to have one because we have an owner that's never been able to allow us to create that kind of atmosphere. And it's just a toxic atmosphere is what we have. And again, for those of you that go to Marlins games, you're not allowed to complain about Loria. You're just not, because you're part of the problem.
And you're 100% right, because once you change the ownership, just like the Cubs did when Ricketts came in, the culture changed, the fans. I mean, because at a certain point, the Cubs were kind of losing some fans because, to your point, if you're going to put garbage on the field, you don't treat the fans with respect, they will go away. And that's why the Ricketts fought them, and they turned the whole culture around. And now that's the hardest ticket in town to get. Even for a day game at 120 during the week.
No, I know.
It's a hard ticket to get.
I get it.
But you're saying the right things, because once your ship changes, then you can change the culture. And in Florida, it's a beautiful stadium.
It's a great stadium. It really is. Outside of that stupid thing in the middle of center field, everything else is perfect. It really is. No, no doubt about that. Rich, thank you for the phone call. I appreciate
it. Thank you, Big O.
No problem.
Take care.
567-0560, that's toll-free in Dayton, Broward, and pound 560. If you're driving around with that cell phone in your hand, the plumbers911.com text line, it's 56022, and you can reach out to us on Twitter, at Big O Show. And for those of you driving around going, what do you mean I can't complain if I go to the game? Well, you're part of the problem. Don't complain. You can't be giving your money, right, and buying a Marlins jersey and buying a Marlins hat and then saying, oh, Loria sucks, he doesn't do enough for us. Well, then, dude, what's your problem then? Why do you keep giving him money? Because he's not doing anything for you. So you keep promoting the product, you keep going to the games, but don't complain about him then. Don't complain that they suck. Don't complain that they never make the playoffs. Don't complain that they've got poor management. Don't complain that their manager's mediocre. None of that. You're not allowed to complain, because if you're going, you apparently are happy. Just like if you got a hair in your soup or your steak is cold and you're back the next day, don't complain about the food. That's your fault. You went back to the same restaurant, to the same chef that couldn't cook your steak the right way. Cookie Monster, what do you got?
What's up, bro?
Yes, sir.
First of all, I agree with everything you said, except the whole thing about the kids, because you're making it seem like these kids are going to live forever.
They are. You know, they're going to live longer than you are.
Thomas. So we don't know what's going on there, but I got to disagree with Kat on the part where she's like, I have to go show my niece the experience. My question to her is, how many times has she taken her to the game this year?
How many times? Okay, well, I'm sorry. My niece lives in northern Florida, so no, I don't get to see her all the time. So when she is down here and she asks, Tia Cata, can we go to a Marlins game? Next time, I'm going to tell her no. I'm going to tell her no because I have a personal vendetta against the owner because I don't like the owner. My niece, you're not allowed to go to the Marlins games anymore. That's it. No,
okay,
she's no longer allowed to go to Marlins games.
So you're telling me if she comes to Miami and that's the first thing she wants to do, there's no other options for her? I mean, baseball's about to
end. It's summertime. Give me another option. Besides Canes baseball, give me another option. It's summertime.
Miami FC.
There you go, Miami FC.
Okay, that's fine. So we'll take you to a Miami FC game.
And they actually win, by the way.
But give me another baseball option.
They actually care about winning.
She wants to go see baseball. That's fine. I'm more than happy to take her
to a Miami Hurricanes game.
I am more than happy to.
Have you ever been to a Miami Hurricanes?
I haven't.
Oh, wow. Seriously?
But at the beginning of this, what did I ask you? I said, find me a substitute. You didn't give me a substitute. The Texans gave me a substitute.
We're giving you substitutes, but you want substitutes just for baseball? Like she's that much into baseball? Why don't you take her to the batting cages and get her game right, or take her to go play some softball?
I do. I'm sorry. Do you watch me take care of my niece?
Yes, he does, actually.
No, he does.
He does. He's paid to follow you.
Exactly. Well, no.
Laro paid her to follow you.
That was a good tip. Thank you, Laro. But I'm just telling you, there's other options out there that you could do. Like, we're trying to – How are you going to go and support the guy? It's like saying that you're going to go back to the same guy that keeps beating you up if you're in one of those abusive relationships. How are you going to keep
doing that? It's not the right analogy, that's a little harsh. But, yeah, I get what you're saying.
This guy's been beating us up. He doesn't give us anything. It's not like we're going to say, oh, okay, well, the Marlins, you know, they're all right. They have some good young players. We could get back from this. He doesn't have anything. He hasn't given us anything. He gave us a stadium that we paid for, and then he overpaid on the middle of the at the end of the stadium. That's so ugly. I can't even watch it. But anyways,
all right, Cookie. Go ahead quickly because I got to wrap up.
No. Let's get it. Loria sucks, and let's get him out of here, man.
You got it, Cookie Monster. Appreciate it. If a South Florida dad wants to take his son or daughter to a baseball game, take them to Mark Light Field and watch the Miami Hurricanes baseball. That field has a lot of tradition. Amen to that. That's going a Canes baseball game is one of the best values in South Florida. And that little stadium is awesome. The food is great. The atmosphere, the people get into it. I think that's a great place. You know? It is what it is. There has to be some sacrifice on your part, okay? Because as long as you continue to feed the beast will stay there. And if you want to help out in negotiations, give his ass an empty stadium every single night, and I'm telling you, that will drive the price down. That will force him to sell a lot faster. If we would have been doing that a long time ago, he would have never even started at $1.3 billion. You realize that? Oh, that's right. I'm crazy. I get it. I'm unrealistic. There's no way it'll happen. Of course there's no way it'll happen because not enough of you have cojones.
Radio.com.
Hey, one more thing, unfortunately, for some of you out there, and this is a little sad. Well, before I get to that, you want to lower the music there? Terry Chambers, 62, drummer for XTC. Sense is working overtime. The other thing I think some of you have to kind of let go a little bit, and I know it's tough, you got to let go of the Jose Fernandez stuff already. I get these texts and tweets all the time. Big O, I don't like the Marlins owner either, but if Fernandez was still with us, how many more wins would they have? How many playoffs did they make with Fernandez? End of story already. Stop with that too. Stop with that. They never make the playoffs. You don't make the playoffs with one quality pitcher.
He had Tommy John surgery, by the way.
The year before that, nothing. 3 years and no playoffs. And if they had him on this team, they wouldn't be in the playoff race. Period. End of story. You guys make it sound like they won every game he pitched. They didn't win every game he pitched. They do have a bullpen that gives up runs all the time and a closer that isn't necessarily the most consistent guy in the world. He's got a nice arm, but he isn't consistent. So please, they weren't a playoff contender with him, and they wouldn't have been a playoff contender this year if he was on it. So it doesn't matter already. Stop with that. It's not a good team. Let it go already. It sucks that the kid made a horrible mistake that night. It sucks that all three lives were lost. It was just one of those things that's depressing, but don't make it a crutch, okay? The Marlins sucked with Alex Fernandez, and they suck without Alex Fernandez. And they sucked before Alex Fernandez, and they suck during Alex Fernandez and after. And they suck with Stanton, and they suck without Stanton. So it doesn't matter. In the end, it's a franchise that is bad, mediocre, every single year. Those are the facts. I don't care who they have in their lineup. That cannot be avoided, okay? Dave Dombrowski's players are no longer on this team. So as long as you have Laurie and his staff drafting and developing, this is what you get every year. A team that's a couple of games under 500, just at 500. Maybe on a good year, they'll be two or three games over 500. That's it. That's who they are. That's who they've been forever now under this guy. And it doesn't matter who the faces are. So please, stop with all this crap. Exactly. If my aunt had cojones, she'd be my uncle. Perfect. That's the perfect analogy. That's what I would say to everybody that says the same BS every time. Oh, what if Jose Fernandez was on this team? They'd be the same thing. A mediocre team. A great pitcher on a mediocre team. A great home run hitter on a mediocre team. That's who they are. All right, let's see. Splib, what do you got for me?
Oldie Grande, what's up?
Love and life, baby. What you got for me?
I haven't talked to you in a minute, man. Last week, you at SEC?
Yes, we were at the SEC through Thursday, yes.
Oh, man, too many rednecks on there. I couldn't call in. Hey, Cookie Monster, man, what's wrong with that guy talking to a woman like that? Cookie Monster getting no nookie.
I don't know if that's the issue, but yeah, I got
and
you.
And what's up with these calling? Michael from Fort Lauderdale? Oh, my God. He can't even, he don't even know the lady's name. Rosa Parks?
Yes. What about Rosa Parks?
Oh, my God. I don't know. She didn't do nothing for me because my son's black ass still sits in the back of the bus. Come on. All these people complain about Loria. When the team starts winning, they're going to be complaining that the ticket's too much money. I can't even go in there $15 a ticket. Dang.
Oh, you could probably go on Groupon or something like that and get StubHub or something. You can get a Marlins ticket for a couple of bucks, man. Are you kidding me? That Marlins tickets are being given away.
Come on, old man. You know the bus ride down there costs more than a ticket. I need a fish trunk.
Exactly. All right. 5670560, throw the 305 or 954 in front of it and pound 560. If you're driving around with that cell phone in your hand, the plumbers911.com text line, it's 56022. You can reach out to us on Twitter at Big O Show. Big O, why can't you just accept that Florida's a football state and baseball after 97 ruined South Florida for decades? Took the Rays. They do things differently from the Marlins and still can't get fans to the stadium. The Rays pretty much suck every year, too. They had a couple of decent years with Madden, but overall, they're a horrible organization also. They don't keep anybody around either. They're incompetent over there. And that stadium is absolutely garbage. Have you been to that stadium? That's a horrible place to watch baseball. It really is. But they're a bad team. They've been bad forever. It's hard to draw in Florida if you're going to be bad. The Bucks couldn't draw people, and then they got Sapp and all these other guys, and they started winning, and you had a waiting list of like 20,000 people. Then they went back to sucking again, and then people again stopped going. That's the way it goes in Florida. Florida's that kind of state. You got to entertain, man. It is what it is. And look, again, I get it. I'm asking for something that's near impossible for everybody to ban the stadium and never go. Or at least while Loria is there. But I'm telling you, you do that, and this process goes a lot faster. You do that, and we help drive down the price. If that stadium was empty for the last month or two, Jorge Mas might be already completing a deal at this point, because Loria would get really desperate, because he would be an even bigger joke, not just locally, now nationally. The Marlins are playing to an empty stadium every single night. And I could see the media going into those locker rooms and asking the players about playing into an empty stadium. That would be the number one storyline. Mattingly and the players would have to talk about that. That would be the biggest joke out there. That would be awesome. That's the kind of thorough embarrassment you need to put this franchise through. But if you keep going and keep buying hats and shirts, everything's all right. That's what Jeffrey Loria says. I can continue to do what I'm doing because I got enough suckers coming. It is what it is. Loria sues season ticket holders and gets ripped. The Miami Heat doing the same thing and it's not covered. I didn't know that. Are the Miami Heat suing season ticket holders? Didn't know that. Have no idea. I'd like to see that story if it's true. $10 on StubHub. And he says it's the home run porch, too. All right, let's see. David in Miami. What's up, David?
Hey, Big O, longtime listener here. Yeah, controversial question here about concerning the Marlins and Jose Fernandez. Should the statue be erected? I know that's a controversial, sensitive subject. What's your opinion? Tell it like
I've already said it, dude. This is an old, tired subject. I already said that because of the way he went out, he doesn't deserve a statue. Now, if they want to do it at the stadium, that's fine. I can live with it at the stadium. But if you're a good father, you will explain to your child that he was a great pitcher, but he also did not make great decisions off the field, and you need to explain that. What I say is unacceptable would be to name a street or a park or anything that's city-related under his name because he does not set a good example for anyone whatsoever because of the way he went out and the way he carried. And I'm not going to sit here and be naive that that night was the first night he did coke. Give me a freaking break, okay? Obviously,
like a true gentleman,
obviously, the guy had an issue, unfortunately, made a really stupid decision, and it cost him and two others their lives, and that's terribly sad. But there is no way, shape, or form that he should be used or looked at as some kind of idol. Sorry, that's not
bad. Very good. Excellent. I agree, yeah.
Now, I can't control on the stadium grounds that they want to honor him as a great pitcher because that's the way you're looking at him when you walk into that stadium. But no streets, no parks, no nothing under Jose. That's wrong.
Well,
okay. Appreciate the phone call. I mean, sorry, just the way I feel about it. I saw that interview with my boy Pedro Gomez. He was interviewing the mom. And the mom, and I hate to kind of, you know, drag her through this a little bit, but she's got this idea in her mind that he wasn't driving the boat. And so that doesn't make him responsible, and she couldn't be more wrong, unfortunately. But I get it. It's her son. She's emotional, and she doesn't want to view him that way. But maritime laws, when you're the captain of the ship, you're responsible for everybody on the ship, period. If it's one person or 100, it's your boat, and you allow somebody else to drive it, and they crash, that's your fault, nobody else's, because you allowed someone that wasn't skilled or trained properly to drive the boat. And if you were too inebriated to drive the boat, it makes it even worse. So that accident doesn't matter to me who was driving. That was Jose's boat. Jose is the one that screwed up, and Jose is the one that cost everybody their lives that night. You can blame the other two young men for making a bad decision, getting into a boat with somebody inebriated. Okay, they had poor judgment. But make no mistake, that was Jose's fault. Every bit of that accident is Jose's fault. So, I'm sorry. 5670560, that's toll-free in Dade and Broward, and pound 560 if you're driving around with that cell phone in your hand. Enrique just sent me a tweet. He goes, I did take my son to Tampa to see our Yanks. Thanks for the shout-out on the air. There you go. See, that's what you're supposed to do. Go to Tampa. Go make a trip. For those of you that, oh, I got to treat him to the baseball experience. Go somewhere else. Go to the Canes Park, okay? Go to Alex Juice Park and go see the Canes. Isn't it the Juicers Park? And then they name it Alex the Juicer Rodriguez Park, right? Something like that. I think so. One guy says, I didn't treat Cap bad. We just had a healthy debate. Hashtag equal rights, Cookie Monster says.
Listen, I'm not mad at anyone. I get your point, Big O. Like I get it. I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm just telling you my point as to why I still take my niece to Marlins games.
That's right. That's right.
And I take her to Panthers games. She loves Panthers games too, but she also loves the Marlins. So why am I going to deprive her of it? That's all I'm saying. Because I have a personal hatred for the team.
No, not the team. You don't hate the team. Nobody hates the team.
The owner. That's the what owner. I meant to say.
We don't hate the players, right?
No, I don't.
Because sometimes people think, it's not the players.
Right.
It's not their fault. They're stuck in this thing. They can't do anything about it. I don't blame the players. I don't blame the manager. And I feel bad for them by telling people not to go and make it an empty stadium. I do feel bad for them, but it's about the greater good. It's about sacrificing now so we can actually get our team back and build an atmosphere like we have for the Heat, like it's coming back now for the Dolphins, like it's coming back now for the Canes. And I think once the Panthers, those young guys really turn the corner, you're going to see that atmosphere build up again. We'll go down to Canes baseball. That's a phenomenal atmosphere for Canes baseball. We can do it. I know we can. People that think, oh, no, this isn't a baseball town. Well, nobody thought it was going to be a basketball town either. And both the basketball team on the pro side and on the college side are selling out constantly. And nobody would have said anything about this being a basketball town. Only football. That's all we're known for. Well, we can support anything. I'm watching the Miami FC, an NASL soccer team, every week get bigger and bigger crowds. Why? Because they're winning. Because they're dedicated to winning. Because people are now figuring out, because some of you out there are league queens, but now some of you are actually figuring out, hey, you know what? This Miami FC team could actually compete against any MLS team. Really? Shocker. Now you're finding that out? Well, maybe that's why they keep beating MLS teams in the U.S. Open Cup. Maybe that's why some of the opponents' coaches are saying, hey, Miami's team has more MLS experience than our team does. Well, you know what I love is when somebody calls in or sends me a text, oh, they should relegate them to the MLS. Why? Because that'll make you go? Because it's the MLS? We have this misconception like the MLS is incredibly superior, like it's Serie A, and that the NASL and the USL are light years behind when they're not. The difference is a couple of stars that they bring in. Outside of that, the rest of the talent's kind of the same. That's why the Miami FC are winning. But that's all right. League queens keep going. That's fine. Real soccer fans are catching on, which I love it. All right, let's take a quick break. We'll come back with more of your phone calls, your texts, your tweets right here on Miami Sports Radio 560 WQAM. Radio.com.
Radio.com. .com. FIUonline.com.
Miami Sports Radio 560.
Join Mark Hoffman next Monday from 2 to 6 as he broadcasts from the Big Ten Football Media Days in Chicago. You'll hear from Urban Meyer, Jim Harbaugh, and more. It's all part of the Capital One Orange Bowl Media Tour, presented by Florida Prepaid College Plans in association with Clutch Insurance, and brought to you in part by Williamson Cadillac Buick GMC.
Darren Malakian, he's 42, guitarist of System of a Down. Play a little BYOB for you. Some of my favorite parties have been BYOB. Every time we had a party at the missile base when we were back in high school, it was BYOB. How many of you partied at the missile base?
I partied at the missile base. Oh.
No, you did not.
Oh, yeah. That was
You're
my spot.
Way too young to party at the missile base, bro.
What's the missile base?
Missile base is at Palm Springs North in between Carroll City and Miami Lakes.
That's my neighborhood.
And it was back there off of, help me out, ladies and gentlemen. I want to say it's 67th Avenue and, oh, Lordy, about 100 and something. I forgot what it is. You guys are going to have to help me out there because I couldn't even find it now because of all the houses and everything they built there. You're way too young. Now, did your parents go to high school in that area somewhere?
My mom went to HML. My dad went to LaSalle.
Oh, there's a good chance that they partied at the missile base.
I got to ask my mom.
You got to ask your mom. Ask your mom if she ever partied at the missile base. Getting drunk and climbing the ladders and going up on the towers. I know I'm bringing back some memories for some folks in Hialeah, Hialeah Miami Lakes, American High, Carroll City. I'm trying to name some of the other high schools. Is there a Palm Springs North High School, I think, there?
No, it's American was around there.
Just American, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, for those that went to those schools in those days— the missile base was a place that we used to hang out. It's different now than it was back in the day. I don't even know if kids have those kind of places anymore. Like, we could go to the third bridge in Virginia Key and go all the way to the back, and you'd rarely ever get, you know, bothered by cops, ever. You can go to the missile base and you could party all night, never got cops. Let's see, what other places did we used to, I mean, it's just a different world now. You can't do those kind of things anymore. 5670560, one guy saying 199th Street. Was it that far back? You might be right. 5670560, that's toll-free in Dayton, Broward, and pound 560. If you're driving around with that cell phone in your hand, plumbers911.com text line, it's 56022, and you can reach out to us on Twitter, at Big O Show. Remember, no texting or tweeting while you're driving. One guy's telling me, bro, that's where the Walmart is at. I would not know, sir. I have not gone by there in a while, so in my mind, I could not picture what's there.
There's a Walmart on 57th. But there is a reserve base by Joel C. Good.
You know what? You might be right. It might be 57th Avenue, not 67th Avenue, where we went to the missile base. I think you're right. Actually, it is 57th Avenue. And then once you pass, what's that street that goes all the way across, that it crosses Carroll City High? What's that boulevard?
Miami Gardens Drive.
Miami Gardens. So that's 186, right?
Yeah.
So the guy said 199, he might be right. So it's off of 57th Avenue, and 199th is where the missile base is at. That sounds about right. Yeah, I think so. Yep.
Are you talking about Rendezvous?
What do you mean Rendezvous? I don't know what the hell's Rendezvous.
The texter texted in. He says he's talking about the old club by Main Street. Called it another name.
This wasn't a club, dude. This was literally a missile base. This was literally it was an abandoned. I don't know if it was Army, Air Force, whatever it was. It used to be called, and then we called it the missile base because it had all these silos that were towers, and you could climb them up, and then they had the barracks and all that. This was a legit former, I don't know if it was Air Force, Army, I don't know what it was, but it was something of military.
And what did you do there? Like, were the music, were the drinks, nothing? It was just
drinks.
Just going to the silo?
Yeah, hang out. It was nice and dark. There were plenty of places to, you know, go somewhere with your girlfriend or whatever, go away from the party and the get together and get a little private time. We would bring your own booze. That's why this whole thing started. Those are the things that I remember of BYOB, because it was a place that was abandoned. Yeah. No, seriously. They just built a huge base for the National Guard there. It's on 67th Avenue and 205th. No, I think I think the missile base was off of 57th Avenue now, sir. I don't think it was 67th Avenue. One guy says, I went to Hialeah. We called it Party Lake 81 behind Palmetto Hospital. Oh, dude, behind Palmetto Hospital, I used to go to the cockfights there in Hialeah. Yep, back when I was a kid. My dad used to take me back there. Big O, why are you such a pro at backpedaling when it comes to the Dolphins' front office woes or moves? What's wrong with their moves? I don't know what you're talking about. See, if you're just going to talk in some general fashion, what if I backtrack? I give them credit when they do well, and I rip them when they don't. And I like what they've done lately. A lot, actually. The only thing I disagree with this offseason, and I'm steadfast on it, is Kiko Alonso. Because I don't trust him. I don't think he can stay healthy. I think he lacks durability. And because he plays balls out all the time, he plays so crazy, and he throws his body out there, and he doesn't have a linebacker. Like when you see, when at least I see Channing every day, he still looks like a linebacker. When I look at Kiko Alonso, I'm like, dude, you're kind of a safety, not a linebacker. I don't know how the hell you're going to stay in one piece. And he doesn't. So that's the only move that I disagree with pretty much in the last 2 years under Greer and Gase. I can agree. Well, that's not true, actually, because before they kind of gave the reins to Greer, and that was around draft time, they had already screwed up last year in free agency with Mario Williams and all that, but that was more Tannenbaum. Now there's a lot less Tannenbaum. Now it's really more about Greer and Gase. And Tannenbaum's not going after the shiny objects anymore, which is nice. So that's good. That's good news that they've kind of turned the page from that, because our team has been failing with the shiny objects year in and year out for a long, long time. Manu Ginobili, coming across the wire, will return for his 16th season with the Spurs. One guy says between 57th Avenue and 67th Avenue on Honey Hill Road, 205th. That makes a lot of sense, sir. Because if I remember correctly, when we would go to the missile base, you'd go up 57th Avenue, you'd pass Hialeah Gardens. Did you say Hialeah Gardens or Miami Gardens? Miami Gardens, right?
Miami Gardens,
and then you'd go down about a mile, 2 miles, and then you'd make a left and you'd go down that dark road. And then you'd make a right when you were right there with the missile base.
Yeah, I think they do have a reserve base there now.
They still have a base there?
They created a new one.
Okay.
Them. Yeah.
All right. Why? Are you looking it up on some? You Google Earth something? Or
no, I know that area. I live right by there.
Okay. One guy says, don't be so proud of going to cockfighting. Dude, what am I going to tell you? I'm a teenager. It's one of those things that they take you to. I wouldn't go to one now if for anything in the world. It's disgusting, but back then, it's a way of life, man. If you're Cuban, Puerto Rican, Spanish, or you live in Tampa, those are things that just are part of the upbringing. I'm not proud of it, but that's what the old man did, man. I was just along for the ride. Oh, Jesus Christ, you're always going to go down memory lane every time you run out of topics. I don't know. What do you want me to do, sir? You want to talk about the toddler that's 1 year old and was found dead in Delray Beach? And rest in peace to Caden St. Savour. He was going to turn 2 years old next month. How do you allow a kid to leave your house and get into your car? And he was in the car for 2 hours. Did you see that one? My 17-year-old, I need to know where she's at every 2 minutes. That's a 17-year-old. Much less two. Those people that forget their kids are in the back seat, or like this parent, whatever it is, parent or parents, how do you not keep your eye on a kid that's less than 2 years old for 2 hours? I get it. Every kid gets in trouble. That's why you got to have an eye on them every 30 seconds. Hell, I've got a puppy right now okay, my girl Maiden, I have to watch her when she's out of the cage, when she's roaming around the house or hanging out with me. I have to watch her every 30 seconds because she's teething and all. So she bites everything. The only time I know she's not biting anything is when she's in the cage overnight to sleep, because we can't leave her out open yet because she's not ready yet. She's still biting everything in sight. It's a stage. You got to live with it. It is what it is. So if you have a kid, I don't get those people. I forgot my kid in the backseat. That's not a mistake. Sorry, that's way beyond mistakes. Don't have a kid. How about that? That's the best. Listen, the day you want to have a child, make sure that when that child comes out of that womb, that's your number one priority in everything you do from there on out. You're number two. Okay? Every single moment of your life, you're number two. That child has to be number one. And any moment you forget about that child, that's a bad moment for you as a parent. 2 years, not even 2 years old, and you weren't watching the kid for nearly 2 hours? That's despicable, man. You should be in jail for something like that. 2 hours down, we got two more to go. Back with more. Radio 2.